Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this Florida man broke into a home, drank some booze, and ate chips as the frightened family escaped over a fence. Deputies with the Lee County Sheriff's Office used a less lethal shotgun to strike a Florida man accused of breaking into a home and barricading himself inside. He had a lengthy criminal history. He's back behind bars after breaking into the family's home. And the family was in the pool when he entered the home. Investigators said he went up to one of the children and touched their face before retreating into the house. That's when the family members escaped to a neighbor's house. And I guess the guy hung out, had some drinks, had some chips, two alcoholic beverages and a bag of chips. I don't know if they say exactly what kind of beverages he had, but probably crushed a couple beers and had some chips and, you know, just kind of waited for the cops to come. I think he knew the inevitable was going to happen. He wasn't going to get out of there. But anyway, a Florida judge faces suspension again after swearing in court. Judge Wayne Culver escaped suspension in 2022 after several events. The Florida agency charged with investigating allegations of judicial misconduct has once again recommended suspension for a judge's intemperate conduct, including raising his voice and using profanity. What's wrong with that? This week, the Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission released its findings regarding Circuit Court Judge Wayne Culver. The recommendations in the report include a 60-day suspension, public reprimand, and continued anger management. It's the second time he's faced a potential suspension for his behavior on the bench. But he, listen, guy's got a potty mouth. What are you going to do? I mean, doesn't he have the First Amendment right to swear? He said, "Can you shut up and sit down?" in one of the videos. To me, I like it because it makes the court hearing sound a whole lot more interesting and exciting. But after the JQC revealed their first proposed disciplinary actions, the Florida Supreme Court filed a document in response. It said the court rejects the stipulation and disapproves of the proposed sanctions. They wanted further proceedings to include a full hearing before the Judicial Qualifications Commission. And then the judge testified himself and admitted he did not act in a proper way. He voluntarily completed an anger management course. We wish him the best.
Kel-Tec is a great Florida-based company. They make all kinds of firearms. And I know you're very familiar with the Sub-2K Gen 3. And the Sub-2K Gen 3, which has been shipping for a while now, very cool. It folds right in half. And you don't have to detach your favorite optics anymore to fold it in half, and you can keep them all on it. They've got a couple of other different options on it as well, different improvements. They've got redesigned operating handle for added comfort, lightened action, easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open as well, and all quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Family-owned company, family-owned values. And America needs more companies like Kel-Tec. Very innovative Florida-based creator of pistol, rifles, shotguns, as well as accessories and gear. And that Sub-2K Gen 3, light, foldable, and effective. See everything Kel-Tec has to offer for yourself at KelTecWeapons.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C. Tell them Dana sent you.
All right, so... as we continue along here on the Dana Show, it's me, Rich Zeoli, in for Dana today. Thanks for being here. A lot to chat about. There's breaking news all over the place. And many in Team Biden now are preparing the exit strategy. Shocking, I know. How could that possibly be? How could it be? Well, maybe it's because of Joe Biden's own words, because the guy can't speak. We'll find out tonight at the big boy press conference. It would be great if he did have Velcro shoes, though. My son's graduated to tying his shoes now, which is great. He's not very good at it. But you know, kids always go with the Velcro at first. And then eventually you go back to Velcro. Biden probably is rocking the Velcro, I'm guessing. So he probably couldn't tie his own shoes if he had to. But here's Biden a little bit from NATO. Let's do some clips, shall we, Steve? Cut number five, please.
The allies in this room not only share a common language, don't share a common language. We do not share a common border. But we are neighbors. We're neighbors.
The allies not only share a common language. I mean, don't share a common language because it's NATO and there's lots of members who have, you know, different languages. But anyway, most of those countries, though, do also speak English. So he could have just stopped. But Biden described giving NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg the Medal of Freedom. Cut six.
I thought the medal, the honour for Jens Stoltenberg yesterday was a very special moment. I don't think he was expecting it.
No, he wasn't. I own a pit. He was leaving. I intervened when he was going to leave, and I swear to God, my knees are begging him to say, no, I'm only kidding. But I talked to him in the stand, and his wife still talked to me. She spoke to me.
Awkward. That wasn't the only awkward thing Biden said. He randomly grabbed the mic and started rambling about DEI as the feed cut off. Reporters were herded out of the room. This is not the first time this has happened. I remember one time Biden was going on about something and they actually started playing orchestra music over him. Like, he was accepting an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor and had gone on way too long, and he got the gong. You don't typically do that to the president of the United States of America. You don't typically cut him off. That's Biden's own people cutting him off. But they do that, obviously, because you don't want to let Biden off script. You don't want to let him off teleprompter. That's the thing about tonight's big boy news conference. You got to wonder how much of this is pre-orchestrated. Does he have the questions in advance again? Is the press corps going to play along with that? Does he know who he's selecting? And if he does select that person, are they actually going to give the question that they told the White House they would give him, or are they going to call an audible? It all depends. I don't know. But typically these press conferences are very scripted, as you know. Biden goes, and now I'm just going to talk to the AP. And then the person comes up, and then Biden stands there and then looks down at another card that seemingly has the answer for him. You go, wow. That's amazing how they were able to prepare the president like that for this question. Cut 8.
I was going to have a cabinet that looked like America. And it does. More minorities, more women, more labor. I'm serious. Think about it. That's who we are. That's why we're strong. We're diverse. We're strong. We've got to stop looking at it like it's a problem. It's an asset.
So think about that. He's speaking about this, about what he wants his cabinet to look like, which is something that the Democrats ran on back in 2000. And they shut him off. They shut him down. He's the president of the United States of America. They're like, all right, everybody out. Everybody go. And some guy's back there pulling the cable out of the speaker. Oof. Awkward. It is awkward. And then Biden tried and failed at reading a Truman quote, which was written directly in front of him. This is a quote from President Harry Truman. Well, cut number 9.
President Truman said, quote, "We hope to create a shield against aggression, the fear of aggression, and to permit us to get on with the real business of creating a government and society."
Wow, that was riveting. I tell you what, Truman is very proud that you gave that quote such justice. He really is feeling good about that. Biden also read from a pre-written script. And, well, I mean, here we go. Cut 10.
Fact is that so many of let me put it this way. I'm very pleased that today all NATO members are making the pledge to expand our industrial base.
Yeah, he's got to just stay on script. Just stay on script, all right? And don't deviate from the script. It's not good. It doesn't work out well for anybody. Will tonight be heavily scripted? The big boy press conference at 6:30 p.m., right before the sundown, if you know what I mean. I don't know. Only the shadow knows. We'll find out. Here's Chris Coons, the Delaware senator, who's been a pal and an ally of Joe Biden, excusing his obvious cognitive decline. Cut number 4.
What are you telling him about what you're hearing from your fellow senators?
That a lot of my colleagues have expressed concerns that they needed to see him go out and campaign, do a long form interview, do an unstructured press conference. But I have said to my colleagues, remember who Joe Biden is. We can't set a bar so high that who Joe Biden's been for 30 years can't clear it. He's always had a slight stutter.
Yeah, it's not the stutter that we're talking about here, Chris. Nobody thinks this is a stutter issue. Literally the first time I've heard that. There's not a single person who has said Biden's debate performance was horrible because of his stutter. Stutter? That's, you're going with stutter. Okay. Well, on behalf of the millions and millions of people who stutter, I'm sorry for you that Chris Coons made it about that. Oof. Chris Coons, wow. Okay. All right. Biden also said, give me your hand here, pal. That was an awkward moment. That was just one of those moments you just go, oof, kind of awkward, but he does a lot of that awkward stuff. Kind of touchy, feely, sniffy. You know what I mean? Cut seven.
Well, welcome. And could we had a long conversation on the phone when you won. Give me your hand there, pal. And we're the best of allies, maybe in the whole world.
Yeah, well, it's just an awkward time for all of us. I think that the reality of the situation is that we're watching now the end. It's only a matter of how he gets out and what he gets for it. You know, Biden is a savvy operator, but he's lost his marbles. But the people around him are savvy operators, too. So what they're trying to do now is negotiate an exit package. You know this, too. If you're ever leaving a job and they want you out, maybe because you make too much money, too much seniority or something like that, they want you gone. But at the same time, they don't want you necessarily stealing all their customers, or they don't want you trashing the company. So you negotiate an exit package. They give you a little bit of a golden parachute, and then you say goodbye, and you tell everybody it's time for you to retire and whatever, move to Florida. Although I don't know what people that do when they get exit packages in Florida where they move, but it's beside the point. And that's what happens, a golden parachute. But you don't just turn around and go, all right, I'm out. You're right, I'm done. No, you threaten them. You go, all right, well, that's fine. You know, I can leave, but remember, I could always get your customers, or you'd hate to have me trash you in the media or something like that. After my non-compete ends, I'd hate to go to a competitor. And they go, all right, okay, all right, easy, easy. What if you get, say, 2 years pay and a bonus and you go away? And they go, okay, sounds great to me. Deal. That's called the golden parachute. Joe Biden is basically negotiating that package right now. He's negotiating the exit package.
Celebrate America's founding principles of God-given natural rights, liberty, and limited government with Hillsdale College. And thanks to the team at Hillsdale College, you can watch an inspiring portrayal of Thomas Jefferson reflecting on the Declaration of Independence in a letter that he wrote late in his life. Watch the inspiring video on Thomas Jefferson's letter about the Declaration of Independence written on its 50th anniversary. Amidst the far left's rejection of liberty and equality, let's reaffirm these principles as America's source of greatness, a treasure to preserve. Join me in reminding ourselves and our children and our fellow citizens about the blessings of liberty. Since its founding in 1844, Hillsdale College has stayed true to its mission of providing the education necessary to safeguard principles rooted in the Declaration signed on July 4th. Visit Dana4Hillsdale.com to view this video and receive a free commemorative copy of the Declaration from Hillsdale as our thanks. Keep it or pass it on. Visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. And on behalf of Hillsdale College, let us always treasure America's independence.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Carlos Danger. Remember him? Anthony Weiner. That's right. The disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner is wishing his ex-wife, Huma Abedin, congratulations after the big announcement that she's engaged to Alex Soros, son of George Soros, the Bond villain, billionaire who controls the world. And the two are engaged right now. And Anthony Weiner, Carlos Danger, said, I'm thrilled for Huma. They are remarkable people and I wish them much happiness. So there you go. And obviously for Carlos Danger, things have not gone his way since he got out of prison for sexting with an underage girl. But for Huma, she's now going to be married to a billionaire who controls the world. So I guess you can say the second time around is probably better for her. There you go. I don't have any details on the wedding or if I'll be invited. My guess is probably not. CBS News chief is out as the network is sold in the Paramount deal, leaving two news organizations without leaders. CBS News and ABC News no longer have news chiefs. It's funny, too, that they're actually considered news organizations. Like, for example, ABC News, of course, employs the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos, who was just walking on the street the other day when somebody just randomly walked up to him and randomly asked him what he thinks of Joe Biden. And George Stephanopoulos just randomly said he can't serve 4 years. And then just kept walking. Totally random. Not at all staged in any way, shape, or form. Ellen DeGeneres says, I am not mean and I'm done with fame. She said, this is the last time you're going to see me. She's had enough. She's got a new Netflix special coming out. Ellen's last stand-up tour. Of course, you got a question, though. How many people have retired and then the retirement was just a way to promote the fact that they're special, their book, this is the last time you'll ever see me, and then shockingly, they come back. We'll see if Ellen really means it. She's had a rough go of it as well the last couple of years professionally. And speaking of Hollywood, say goodbye to Hollywood for Joe Biden, no doubt about that. But Nicolas Cage's son, Weston, has been arrested for assaulting his mom during a mental health crisis, and his dad posted a $150,000 bail. Got to wonder how mentally sharp a lot of these people are who are raised by Hollywood people. I mean, for example, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck's daughter was just seen in front of the Los Angeles County Council going on about the need for mask mandates while wearing a mask. And the poor girl could barely breathe. She also called COVID racist. So you got to just think to yourselves, a lot of these Hollywood people are crazy. How many of them spawn crazy children? Is it environment or is it genetic or is it both? And speaking of Hollywood, Alec Baldwin says he committed no crime in the Rust shooting. On the first day of the trial, the defense came out and said Alec Baldwin has done nothing wrong. He was just simply going out and he was just, you know, wrong place, wrong time. That's all it is. And that's the way it goes. So we'll see how that trial goes. My prediction is Alec Baldwin is going down, and I think Alec Baldwin deserves to go down. Because this entire shooting of this poor woman, this killing of her, was completely something that could have been prevented. And everybody knows it could have been prevented, including Alec Baldwin. But we'll see if his effort at throwing the prop woman under the bus will work out for him. We shall see. Kamala Harris is speaking right now in Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, she would love to be the nominee. She's dying to be the nominee. We'll see what happens with that. There was a big hearing today on Capitol Hill regarding a judicial nomination by a judge who, thank God, did not get it. According to Twitchy, and Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, a couple of those guys nuked this judge, a judicial nominee who wants men in women's prisons. And it was a great day for women everywhere. Huge victory for women in the criminal justice system. Sarah Netburn was nominated to be a district judge for the influential Southern District of New York, which was terrifying because she believed men should be in women's prisons. By the way, if I was ever sent to prison, I would 100% identify as a woman. Absolutely. On day one. The minute they say guilty, I turn around and be like, I'm a woman. And I would be sent to a women's correctional facility. What man would not is my question. Why wouldn't you? I mean, first of all, you're going to go to jail with women. If you're a straight guy, this is a no-brainer. Number two, I wouldn't survive a day in prison with other guys. Not a day. I know that. I mean, 100, but at least I'd have a shot at a women's prison. You know what I'm saying? So plus, I'd be the only guy there. And it's not like they make you chop anything off or anything. You can just say I'm a woman now. That's all you got to say. You don't have to do anything. There's no test required. There's no chopping. There's no pills. You just say it, and then they're like, oh well, we didn't realize. So now we'll send you to the women's correctional facility. Like, what straight guy in his right mind would not do that? Is my question. I mean, unless you think you can become the king of a men's prison, but that's not easy. I have zero street cred, so I would not fare well. That's number one. And this judge said she was referring to trans women when she said that trans women should be in women's prisons. And the Senate Judiciary Committee voted against Sarah Netburn's nomination to be a district judge for the influential Southern District of New York. Senator Ted Cruz posting, this is a massive victory for women everywhere. Netburn insisted on housing a biological male serial rapist in a women's prison where he committed yet another sexual offense. Today, sanity prevailed. Riley Gaines tweeting out, thank you for defending the rights of women, Senator Cruz. Senator Mike Lee also was very active in killing this nomination today as well. It's beyond dumb. Honestly, it's beyond dumb to think that this is an okay thing, that it's an okay to send biological dudes to women's prisons. But this is where the left is on everything. You know, Title IX, the big rewrite, where bio dudes can now go and stay in women's locker rooms and sorority houses and all these other campus housing. Again, if I was in college now, I would identify as a woman and live in a sorority house. I mean, I'm not a fool. I had to live with a bunch of guys in my fraternity house when I was in college. So I'm just saying, hang out with the guys, sure, but, you know, live with the girls. Bathrooms are neater, cleaner, much tidier, much tidier. So we have to have common sense and rational thought prevail here. And today was a good way. Biden's nominated a lot of bad judges. He has dominated a lot of very bad judges, very far left judges. There was even one yesterday that Senator Josh Hawley went after, too. So at least the guys on the Judiciary Committee are trying their best to stop this from happening. And I'm glad for that fact. I really am. But, you know, the left's going to keep pushing this, obviously. The left is going to keep pushing this, no doubt about it. And I know that there's a lot of fear out there regarding what the left is going to do regarding cheating this coming November. And I get that. I do. I get that. I understand the fear, and the fear is – it's everywhere.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.